Welcome back to Praying with Scriptures and Praying Through the Liturgical Prayers of the Catholic Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, and I should have said listen to God's word, we're not having sacraments or mysteries here. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, every Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us in our unholiness and our selfishness. Have mercy on me, a sinner, so sinful and weak. Usually that part would be, may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. But since that is basically an absolution, I always try to do an act of contrition instead. But this is a wonderful feast day. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son. Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father. You take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High. Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now let's see what readings we have for today. And we even have suggested prayers of the faithful that we can use, which I think is really nice. In Magnificat, do you have that? God, our Father, who by sending into the world the word of truth and the spirit of sanctification, made known to the human race your wondrous mystery, grant, we pray, that in professing the true faith, we may acknowledge the Trinity of eternal glory and adore your unity, powerful in majesty. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The caption is, before the earth was made, wisdom was conceived. A reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Thus says the wisdom of God, the Lord possessed me, the beginnings of his ways, the forerunner of his prodigies of long ago. From of old I was poured forth, at first before the world. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no foundations or springs of water, before the mountains were settled into place, before the hills I was brought forth, while as yet the earth, fields, and fields were not made, nor the first clods of the world. When the Lord established the heavens, I was there. When he marked out the vault over the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he fixed fast the foundations of the earth. When he set for the sea its limit, so that the waters should not transgress his command. Then I was beside him as his craftsman, and I was his delight day by day, playing before him all the while, playing on the surface of his earth. And I found delight in the human race. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Psalm 8 is our prayer. The Lord, the church has chosen this prayer, inspired by the Lord, the Holy Spirit, teaching us a little bit about our value, our sublime dignity, which is never lost, no matter what we do, or how bad our lives may put us through things. O Lord our God, how wonderful is your name in all the earth. When I behold the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you set in place, what is man that you should be mindful of him, or the son of man that you should care for him? O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. You have made him little less than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him rule over the works of your hands, putting all things under his feet. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. All sheep and oxen, yes, and the savage beasts of the field, and birds of the air, the fishes of the seas, and whatever swims the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how wonderful your name in all the earth. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 5, 1 through 5. Brothers and sisters, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we even boast of our afflictions, knowing that affliction produces endurance, and endurance, proven character, and proven character, hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And I also want to add one additional reading, which will be kind of a more organic way of getting our divine office reading in there, rather than having like another biblical reading after the gospel, which could be a little bit weird because we're used to finishing in the gospel in a liturgy of the word. And then we'll come back for the second reading in place of a homily after the gospel. Reading from the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians, the great mystery of God's will. As for myself, brothers, when I came to you, I did not come proclaiming God's testimony with any particular elegance or wisdom. No, I was determined that while I was with you, I would speak of nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. When I came among you, it was in weakness and fear and with much trepidation. My message and my preaching had none of the persuasive force of wise argumentation, but the convincing power of the Spirit. As a consequence, your faith rests not on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. There is, to be sure, a certain wisdom that we express among the spiritually mature. It is not a wisdom of this age, however, nor of the rulers of this age, who are men headed for destruction. No, what we utter is God's wisdom, a mysterious, a hidden wisdom. God planned it before all ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age knew the mystery. If they had known it, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. Of this wisdom it is written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it so much as dawned on man, what God has prepared for those who love him. Yet God has revealed this wisdom to us through the Spirit. The Spirit scrutinizes all matters, even the deep things of God. Who, for example, knows a man's innermost self but the man's own spirit within him? Similarly, no one knows what lies at the depths of God but the Spirit of God. The Spirit we have received is not the world's spirit, but God's Spirit, helping us to recognize the gifts he has given us. We speak of these not in words of human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, thus interpreting spiritual things in spiritual terms. The natural man does not accept what is taught by the Spirit of God. For him, that is absurdity. He cannot come to know such teaching because it must be appraised in a spiritual way. The spiritual man, on the other hand, can appraise everything, though he himself can be appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Responsory prayer. May the glorious God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ give to us a spirit of wisdom to penetrate his revelation, to bring us to full knowledge of him. May he enlighten the eyes of our minds to see the great hope of our calling, the wealth of glory he has laid up for the saints. We have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit who comes from God. May he enlighten the eyes of our minds to see the great hope of our calling, the wealth of the glory he has laid up for the saints. And we're just going to pray this Pentecost sequence for our eighth and final time, finishing our unofficial celebration of the octave of Pentecost that was suppressed in 1970. And we'll come back for that gospel. Veni Sanctus Spiritus. Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come, within our bosoms shine. You of comforters the best. You, the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor, rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine, shine within these hearts of yours, and our innermost being fill. Where you are not, we have not, nothing good in deed or thought, nothing free from taint of ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour your dew. Wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will. Melt the frozen warm that chill. Guide the steps that go astray. On the faithful who adore and confess you evermore. In your sevenfold gift descend. Give them virtue's sure reward. Give them your salvation, Lord. Give them joys that never end. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, to God who is, who was, and who is to come. Alleluia. Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in place of a homily, I'd like to read you the kind of preaching or the reflection from the tradition of the Church that was part of the optional lectionary for the Liturgy of the Hours. So this is one of the key things that's really central. It's quoted in the Catechism, and we have the longer version here. A reading from the Oration on Holy Baptism by St. Gregory Nazianzen. Before all else, I beg you, keep the good deposit of the faith by which I live and work, with which I endure all that is so distressful and despise all delights. That is, hold fast to the confession of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This I commit unto you today, With this I will baptize you and make you grow. This I give to you to share and to defend all your life. The one Godhead and power found in the three in unity and comprising the three separately, not unequal in substance or nature, neither increased nor diminished by superiorities or inferiorities, in every respect equal, in every respect the same, just as the beauty and the greatness of the heavens is one. This is the infinite conjunction of three infinite ones. Each is God when considered in himself. As the Father, so the Son. As the Son, so the Holy Spirit. No sooner do I conceive of the One than I am illumined by the splendor of the three. No sooner do I distinguish them than I am carried back to the One. When I think of any one of the three, I think of him as the whole, and my eyes are filled, and the greater part of what I am thinking of escapes me. I cannot grasp the greatness of that one so as to attribute a greater greatness to the rest. When I contemplate the three together, I see but one torch and cannot divide or measure out the undivided light. I should like to call the Father the greater, because from him flows both the equality and the being of the equals. But I am afraid to use the word origin, lest I should make him the origin of inferiors, and thus insult him by creating a precedence of honor. For to put down those who are from him gives no glory to him as the source. I fear you should take hold of this word greater and divide the nature, using the word greater in all senses, although in reality it does not apply to the nature but only to origination. For in the consubstantial persons there is nothing greater or less in terms of substance. Are you afraid of being reproached with tritheism? Try just accept this one good thing, the unity in the three, and leave me to fight the battle. Let me be the shipbuilder. You use the ship. See how great is my indulgence. See the goodness of the Spirit. The war shall be mine, yours the achievement. I will be under fire, and you shall live in peace. Only join with your defender in prayer. I have three stones which I will sling at the Philistine. I have three floods against the brushwood, with which I will consecrate the sacrifice with water, raising the most unexpected fire, and I will throw down the prophets of shame by the power of the sacrament. What need have I any more of speech? It is the time for teaching, not for controversy. I protest before God and the elect angels, be baptized in this faith. If there is any other writing on your heart than that which my teaching demands, come and have the writing changed. I am no unskilled calligrapher of these truths. I write that which is written upon my own heart. I teach that which I have been taught, and I have kept it from the beginning, even up to the time of these gray hairs. Responsory prayer. Let us adore the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt God above all forever. Blessed be God in the firmament of heaven. All praise, all glory be to him forever. Let us praise and exalt God above all forever. And then the other one would have been the letter to Sir Upon from St. Athanasius. St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I may love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I may always be holy. Amen. We have the Creed, the Nicene Creed that he was just talking about giving to the catechumens. St. Gregory was just talking about. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible, I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Then we have the suggested prayers of the faithful, which I think are really going to be nice. Usually they have those on Sunday in Magnificat, but not for the other days. God has revealed the truth of who he is, an eternal exchange of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and he has destined us to share in that exchange. Filled with joy, we now pray that the preaching and teaching of the Church may bless all with the desire to share in the life of the Blessed Trinity, that through the justice of earthly rulers, all come to know God's authority and majesty. For blessings on all fathers on this Father's Day, and that all families will be united in the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For those who live without faith, that the love of the Blessed Trinity awaken their minds and give hope to their hearts. For all the faithful departed, that they may soon enter into the fullness of joy in the presence of the Blessed Trinity. For the grace this week to live each moment consciously united to God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Pray for all of your personal intentions, for your health, for your safety, for your encouragement and comfort. Pray for our ministries online, that the God, the Holy Spirit, may powerfully open our hearts to love him, to serve him, to make that the basis of our apostolate, that the Holy Spirit will guide us not to waste resources, not to be out on our own, but just to be doing his will, going where he wants, when he wants, how he wants. And we pray that all of us will realize, even if we just pray, or even if we just write a social media post, that we have an apostolate. The Catechism says an apostolate is every activity designed or intended to spread the kingdom of God over the whole earth. So it's spirit-led, it's empowered, but it can be anything. So we pray for that. Once gathering all of our prayers into one, we pray this prayer. The Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Loving Father, let us remain completely vigilant in our faith and wholly given over to your creative action. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And this final prayer. Father, you sent your word to bring us truth and your spirit to make us holy. Through them we come to know the mystery of your life. Help us to worship you, one God in three persons, by proclaiming and living our faith in you. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.